Chopping wood. To chop wood and put it in the woodshed, is there anything healthier for a stressed man, with the birds singing among the birches and spruces? I'm inclined to think that there isn't, at least not for me. We have taken down some spruces on our piece of land. My neighbor has sawn them in pieces size 30 centimeters, and now it's my work to do the rest with the axe. I do it by easy stages to avoid problems with fibrillation. It's the wood from 3 trees, not too big. I've already chopped almost half of the pile with wood. I think of my uncles who worked in the forest chopping very big trees. I've seen photos of them where they were standing up to the knees in snow. They had a saw for two. They did everything by hands. There were no motor saws and other novelties, but though they worked hard, one of them lived here who was 93 years old. I must tell you that where we live is the highest point of our summer house urbanization. In front of me is a rock, and with a little bit of fantasy one can imagine the seal hunters who probably lived here in this time, sitting on the rocks with pieces of raw sea liver in their hands and with the blood running along their arms. Then this area was surrounded by the sea. A few kilometers from here there is a place that has been examined by the archaeologists. Its name is Vrå. They have found rests of a settlement here. When there lived people here 6,000 years ago, there was a better climate. They have found pips from grapes in the ceramics. On the other side of the road, a teacher and his classes have built houses of clay and twigs from this time. Around our plot are tombs from different periods. They are only with piles of stones. There are 2 bigger ones with a diameter of 5 to 6 meters and 9 smaller with a diameter of 2 to 3 meters. Yeah, we live in an area rich of historical remains. And here is a saw for 2.